An environment of carping and criticism is dangerous to your mental health. Those who support and encourage you bring out your true potential and spark your genius. In my own life, I've seen the powerful effect of admiration through the blessing of an admiring grandmother. As a small child, I vividly remember her telling me that I was a genius and more talented than anyone in the whole world. Although that somewhat misguided belief created some social problems for me in kindergarten, her attitude toward me also placed within me the seeds of confidence. In high school, a counselor once reviewed my grades and other test scores and concluded I could never succeed in college and should seriously consider skilled labor. Since my grandmother had thought otherwise, I went to college anyway, did much better than the counselor expected, and went on to earn a doctorate degree. Without my grandmother's admiring opinion, I might have agreed with my counselor and failed to gain the benefit of that education. You've heard the saying, "Behind every great man is a great woman." I'd like to amend it to make Harley's sixth corollary, "Behind every man should be an admiring wife." Biographies of great men prove it, and lives of men show it. A man simply thrives on a woman's admiration. To a great extent, men owe gratitude to their wives for this kind of emotional support, for without it, their confidence, the major source of their success, erodes and eventually crumbles. How do you show admiration honestly? Before you begin heaping words of praise on your spouse, I need to give you a word of caution. Never fake your admiration. By simply saying flattering words to your husband, you can do more harm than good. To have any value, praise must genuinely reflect your feelings. For example, when my grandmother told me she thought I was brilliant, she honestly believed it, and her conviction convinced me. I can hear a lot of wives saying to themselves, "That's all well and good, Dr. Harley, but what if your husband is a constant source of irritation? What if he always fouls things up? How can I learn to admire a man like that?" These very important questions require thoughtful answers. The first step in learning how to express admiration is to learn how to feel admiration. When you achieve that, you can express these feelings. A plan to create admiration. You need a plan to help you express true feelings of admiration. That means no word games, nothing phony, only true, honest feelings. You've seen how the love bank works, how learning to meet each other's marital needs creates the feeling of love. Well, the process of creating the feeling of respect in a woman works in a very similar way. As a husband learns to meet his wife's five most important needs, she finds herself responding with a natural and overflowing respect for him. Conversely, if a man does not meet these needs, she cannot, in all honesty, express the admiration he needs from her. Therefore, her admiration depends on his ability to meet her basic marital needs. Keeping this observation in mind, our plan must help a woman see to it that her marital needs are met. Step 1, identify characteristics that build and destroy admiration. A wife must make two lists, the first describing the characteristics she admires in her husband, the second describing those that destroy her admiration. In both lists, she groups these items into the five basic need areas we have already considered for women. Where a characteristic falls out of the areas, she must try to name the need as best she can. Step 2, making a trade. It is sometimes easier to resolve a marital problem when both husband and wife need to improve their ability to care for each other. You'll feel encouraged knowing that you're not the only one who needs to make changes and that your spouse has to take some corrective action too. So, from a practical standpoint, you will more successfully motivate your spouse to make changes in his behavior if you are willing to make a few alterations yourself. Also, prepare yourself for a defensive reaction from him when he reads your list. With gentleness and patience, you can prove to a man who would like to please you that he will succeed. Prove his fears wrong. Once you have completed the first step and have listed your strong and weak areas, agree together to overcome the characteristics that destroy admiration for either of you. Ideally, your trade-off should include all items you've listed.